Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Summer. A Fort Worth teenager who was nearly killed in a brutal attack last year tells a Tarrant County jury about her ordeal. KRLD's LP Phillips reports the girl needed a transplant to survive.
The girl was 12 years old when she fought off a kidnapping attempt at a bus stop near Calmont and Laredo on Fort Worth's west side. She was hospitalized for months and today told a Tarrant County jury she needed a heart transplant to survive. The man accused of the beating is former Fort Worth truck driver Terry Wayne King II. He was arrested in Oklahoma City by U.S. Marshal just days after the attack last year. The victim's father also testified, describing how their family has been affected by the attack. Family has been in the U.S. from the Democratic Republic of Congo for less than 3 years. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A previously married man and woman facing child porn charges in Collin County. Jared Wark of Royce City and Anako Wark of Plano were arrested by the Collin County Sheriff's Office after investigators got a tip about suspects posting child pornography online. Investigators say the victim was a girl who lived with the suspects. The couple divorced earlier this year, both held in the Collin County Jail on $50,000 bond. A man who was stopped by two dogs while attempting a Fort Worth home invasion has now been sentenced. KRLD's Austin York has the update.
Prosecutors say the man who posed as a Nevada gaming official last year was sentenced to 22 years in prison. He approached a 66-year-old woman as she was unloading her groceries, claiming he had a warrant for her arrest. She was an assistant employed by a couple who lived at the home. The homeowner sold slot machines to casinos around the world. A struggle ensued, and the man tried to handcuff the woman, throwing her to the ground.
Dogs and the homeowner were outside in the back doing yoga. When they heard the screams, they knew that something was off, so the dogs ran to protect the assistant. And so when the two burglars or the defendants saw the dogs rushing in, they got scared and they just bolted.
Jordan Rolfe with the Tarrant County DA's office says the man and his accomplices were eventually caught. She says the man took a plea deal days before going to trial. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
A Duncanville Boy Scout troop's camping trip is in jeopardy after its trailer was stolen over the weekend. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The trailer was stolen sometime either Friday night or Saturday morning.
The trailer was secured in a compound area behind our church that sponsors our troop.
Betty George is the committee chairwoman of Duncanville Boy Scout Troop 193. She says it appears that the troop's trailer was specifically targeted, and aside from the words Rocky Top at the top of the front of the trailer, there are no markings on it. Inside the trailer are essentials like camping stoves, propane tanks, water containers, and camping chairs.
We are scheduled to go camping on the 28th of this month, and we would need all of that gear.
And that camping trip includes a service project in cleaning up a state park. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
After a very impressive game yesterday, the question on the minds of many Cowboys fans, when is the team going to sign quarterback Dak Prescott to a new long-term deal? Team Vice President Stephen Jones calls it a work in progress.
I know it'll be something he'll be glad to get in the rearview mirror, but at the same time, you know, he understands and knows how important it is that we get a deal that's not only good for him, but good for us so we can keep, the players that were making plays for him yesterday around.
Owner Jerry Jones says a deal for Dak is imminent. The Cowboys play the Redskins in Washington at noon on Sunday. Arlington police say they towed more than two dozen cars yesterday as a result of a new ordinance that bans street parking on game days near AT&T Stadium. KRLD's Alan Skaya is in the Arlington Entertainment District.
Arlington passed a rule that lets police open up signs on game days, banning parking on streets near AT&T Stadium. People who live in this neighborhood say fans have been packing the streets looking for free parking.
Crowded. It's kind of hard to get parking in and out sometimes. A lot of these cars here, I don't know if they live here or not.
Arlington police say they towed 27 cars yesterday, and that resident says tow trucks were moving through the neighborhood regularly. The city phased in the rule last year and only towed 7 cars over 3 months then. In North Arlington, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080, KRLD.